6,000, bitch. Let's see, test one, test two, test three. Well, it's Allison from the Real Housewives of Reality podcast, and I know we said we would take December off, but just like that, we didn't, because HBO blessed us, maybe didn't bless us, but we were given the Sex and the City reboot, which is titled just like that and just like that. So personally, I wanted to go over all of this because I watched the first two episodes that they made available for us, and I have thoughts, I have feelings, I have opinions, and I think it's all good. I'm very new, if you can't tell. I'm not new to podcasting. I'm new to podcasting alone. So it's just me. Everyone else is continuing their mental health break, which is probably for the best. I should maybe take one, but we're not doing that right now. But so yes, just before we start anything, that sounded like I slurred it. I didn't. Before we start anything, let's start with just saying, big dies. Did you guys hear that? I spoiled it. Big dies. He dies. But I figured that because we all follow pop culture and you see stuff. Like, I saw that Christopher Noth only filmed for a day, so I was like, he probably is going to die. But let's see, where do we start in the episode? So we start at brunch, and the biggest problem at brunch is that Miranda let her hair go gray? I guess that's an issue. For Charlotte, it's sure an issue. And I think Miranda looks great with her gray hair. If she wants to have her red hair back, go for it. I don't really, it's kind of, whatever. Go for it. But they also address Samantha, the elephant in the room, Samantha. And it's like, well, it's like she's dead. It's like she's dead. We don't talk anymore. Or what did they say? She's no longer with us. She's no longer with us. She's in the UK. Love that. I also love the flippant attitude towards COVID that they're like, remember when we had to stand 6 feet from each other? Lols, that was funny. LOL, not a problem anymore. And I'm like, you guys, Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, COVID is still a thing. It's just taking on new forms, and everyone can yell at me for that. But it's real. It's happening. Get your fucking vaccinations. Unlike Brady, which that's a whole other thing. Should we talk about the Brady of it all? Miranda's son, Brady, is apparently some huge sex-having teen. And she's like, but that's what we do, because Steve is deaf. Also, Steve is deaf. Why? Why is Steve deaf? What the? I mean, I guess. Yeah, sure. Let's have Steve be deaf. But there was no lead-up to this. There's no reason. But it probably makes it easier for him to handle his son, I guess, just getting it in all the time. Apparently Brady is just fucking hardcore. Excuse my language. Sorry, Mom. Also, you guys, the worst part about this is that this morning I called my, or I didn't call. I just texted my mom and said, big dies. Spoiler. Just letting you know. Which is so mean. But she ruined the end of Sons of Anarchy. I hate this. I hate podcasting alone. She ruined the end of Sons of Anarchy for me. Maybe I should talk that slow, because that's how I properly articulate things. Otherwise, I get too excited and talk very quickly. But yeah, so Samantha is no longer with us. She's in the UK. And Miranda stepped on Brady's used condom. And she made that point and then made it even furthermore, later in the brunch, saying, do you guys not get it? I stepped in my son's semen this morning. It's like, okay. But, like, Miranda, we've seen you eat cookies out of a trash can, so we've seen it all. And that being said, I stan Miranda. I don't stan Carrie saying, I draw the line at podcasts. That was rude. Rude. So this episode, I mean, the episode seriously is about Big dying. Big dies. Just so everyone knows, Big dies. But we have to do a lot of shenanigans in between that, because, and just like that, that's how it is. We're going to go to some piano recital, which is beautiful, I guess. It's kids doing a piano recital. It's fine. I wish that Rose would wear the floral dress for Lily. However, a prediction I have is that maybe in the future, Carrie's going to feature Rose on her weird fashion Instagram, and then Rose is going to become like an influencer, quote unquote. And speaking of becoming things, I also think that, is Miranda going to become an alcoholic? I think that's kind of the storyline here. Like, we're doing that whole thing. Like, because she keeps asking for, like, could I have a glass of Chambly? Which I don't know what Chambly is, but it seems like some sort of red wine, maybe, I believe. I don't really know. I will say, okay, I may be alone in this, but it felt very off-kilter for Big to be so about cooking at home. Like, Carrie went and bought the salmon, and it was like, whoa, that's you, kid. It was the something wild sockeye salmon, and you weren't going to take a low price for that, even though you spend thousands of dollars on shoes, but God forbid they upcharge you 75 cents on the salmon. But it was weird that, like, Big was never into cooking at home. He always liked to go eat or get takeout. It was not a cooking at home thing. So that was very strange. And that's kind of when I was like, oh, Big's going to die. Because, like, this is not, hashtag not my Big. Not my Big. But yeah, that scene, it just went on and on. And they play that record and whatever. Hello, it's me. And it's not Adele. Because they're going through the records during quarantine. But at the restaurant, it wasn't quarantine. It's all, that's, you got to love that with Sex and the City. It's anything. It's anyone's ball game. We can all do whatever we want. But yeah, then they go to, I guess, Lily's recital. Steve can't hear shit. Oh, they make their new friend and replacement of Samantha. And they're like, she likes french fries. Sign me right up. Lols. And I love that. I love just, she likes french fries. I'm in on that. I'm here. So that's that. But they're all friends with the new girl, who's so cool and eats french fries. Even if they're cold. Whoa! But her son sucked at the recital. He kind of failed. He was not good. And Lily was amazing, but it was a back and forth, like the picture went back and forth to Lily and then Big and the, like, he reached for the shower and then his left arm, which we all know, you know. And then, like, so heart attack central. But he had also texted, hey, let's go to the Hamptons tonight. You and me, kid. Let's go. And she gets home. I mean, Carrie's like, Stanford, I have to leave. I can't go get a drink. We're going to the Hamptons tonight. And it is very hard to watch Stanford in this, knowing that this is his final performance. Because he did pass. RIP. Rest in power. But, so Carrie comes home and finds Big with that shower still running, but he's on the outside of the shower, sitting on the floor, eyes wide open, clutching his left arm. And she just holds him and screams, John! 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 And while I do, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to die, like to have someone die in your arms. Horrible. I can't imagine. However, call 911. Carrie Bradshaw. It's like you couldn't get more insufferable, but then you did. Call the fucking police. This is insane. His eyes are wide open. He's obviously being, like, he is speaking back to you. He's, like, he's here, he's attentive, he didn't need to die. But they end the episode on, and just like that, Big died. And just like that, my solo podcast career died. But I couldn't stay silent about this. I will probably continue to cover And Just Like That. But until the next episode, that's it. Love you guys. Miss you guys. Happy holidays. Stay I was going to say... I was going to say stay safe and stay healthy. That's it. Bye.